Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We hope the Pens aren't off after tomorrow night at PPG Paints. Game 4 of the series with the Islanders. Disappointing. Down 0-3. How does that happen? Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, AT&T Sportsnet, Pittsburgh Penguin analyst, two-time Stanley Cup champ, Jay Caulfield. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. As a fan of the game, you know, you wait all season for the playoffs, and you think, okay, the Islanders, I think most fans like me felt better it was the Islanders and not the Capitals the Pens had to face. That one point, that last regular season game made the difference. But all of a sudden, the Islanders, with Barry Trotz as the coach, who won a cup last year with the Capitals, is frustrating the hell out of the Penguins, frankly. When your leading scorer, one of the best players of all time, arguably the best player in the league, Sidney Crosby, has no points. We're frustrated.
Yeah, it is tough. It's tough for the players that are involved in the game, and they just can't get anything going or any sustained pressure. It's very difficult. I mean, I think a big part of it is, a lot of times if you do see the Crosby line out there, sometimes they're on the defensive side of the puck, meaning they're in their defensive zone for maybe 20, 25 seconds, maybe before they get it clear or get out. And by that time, they've exhausted themselves in some degrees. That's some of the shifts. And the neutral zone is causing problems. There's no speed through the neutral zone. If you go back to that last New York Ranger game of the season, they were flying through the neutral zone. And it's fun to see and fun that you can develop so many things. It's not happening in this series. And the way the New York Islanders are playing, they've been outstanding. I mean, literally every phase of their game has been very, very good. And they've not lacked for, if they go down, which is very little, but when they've scored, when the Penguins have scored, like yesterday scored first, they come back within 27 seconds. And that first shift after a goal is scored is very important for both teams. And the Islanders have found a way to respond to be where they're at right now. And Barry Trotz has done a great job for their team. But again, as we all know, it's and you'll hear every player say it, but it's a fact. This isn't over yet. You're going to have to pick away one game at a time. And now all the cliches will come out, but that's how it's going to be. You got to win tomorrow night and extend it. And then hopefully you turn their mentality a little bit to get them questioning a little bit. Right now, they don't question a thing they're doing. They're very comfortable with the game.
Only four times in NHL history has a team come back from an 0-3 series. And ironically, one of those was the Islanders against the Penguins way back in the mid-70s. It certainly can be done. Hasn't been done since 2014. L.A. overtook San Jose. But it is that one game at a time. At least for respectability, want to get a win or two in a series before you go off to the summer, if that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I think the tough part on this one is you look at this team, the Islander team, as I said, from their goaltender on out, there's not one phase of their game that they're not really very strong in right now. So for the Penguins to accomplish this feat, to be that fifth team, to be one more team that does that, that comes back from down 0-3, it's going to take every bit of effort, everything they have, a little luck going your way. But I want him, we all know, if Crosby's on your team and he's captaining this Penguin, you're never turning away from that. I think at any given time, everybody still has a little bit of hope and a little bit of faith. But in that locker room, it's got to be about those guys. And they're the ones that have to pull together. And again, you really do have to say, okay, wait a minute. Let's just win 20 minutes at a time or a period at a time or even a shift at a time. You got to break it down some way. And I use the word desperation. I used the word desperation yesterday. This is desperate times. There's desperate measures. You need to go after this. They're going to have to shorten their bench at given times, even though the fourth line is the line that scored yesterday. They got to throw everything out there tomorrow, and they all understand that. They all know it. And get pucks to the net any way you can. Just get pucks through to the net. And it's got to start. And then win battles down low. The Islanders have just been that good right now, and that's stifling. It's been a tough opponent. And when you get a goaltender who everybody was wondering about his lack of experience, Larry, he's been really good. So they're going to have to solve that. And obviously, there's no room for error. They've got to take care of it all tomorrow night.
And the Islanders have been very good about protecting their house in front of the net. It seems like there's two players on every Penguin, and they never get a second chance after they get a first,
right,
if they get a first. But one of the most unusual things, and for those who are casual observers of hockey, Jay, is the fourth line, the line that doesn't see a lot of ice time, Grinds.
Right.
Barry Trotz puts them against the top line to start the game, and they have frustrated and done a good job of keeping the puck away from the Penguins, and in many cases in the Penguin zone for extended time.
Right. And to your point, Larry, which is a very good point, is that the fourth line usually is a momentum changer. You need something happening. Give the guys a shift. They're built up with guys who are penalty killers. A mix of guys that are going to physical, play the game hard, and again change momentum and be strong defensively. Well, in this case, their fourth line truly, there has not been a fourth line that I have seen that has been an integral part of a team, being up 3-0. They are not only physical, they're strong defensively. They're shutting down, at the time right now, they have shut down when they're out there against them. They're shutting down one of the top lines in the game, and they're also producing on the other side. They're possessing the puck in the offensive zone. That's to my point before. They might hold on to the puck in their offensive zone for a good half minute, and that's if Crosby's out there. He's expelling all his energy in the defensive zone. So it's very tough. It's very tough, but they have been that good, and it's not like everybody didn't know about it. They came in that way, and they've proven it. And, again, to me also, they're physical. They don't pass on any hits and make it very tough for anybody they're out there against. And you got to solve all this. And it's not like this can't be done. There's a young D pair, too. There's a couple guys on their blue line's playing very well for them as well, Larry. So it's a mix of everything. But if any team is out here who can come back on something, it's this. How about the Tampa Bay Lightning? We're talking about the Pittsburgh.
Right.
Penguins. Tampa Bay Lightning, they're not even – I mean, they're down 3-0 to the team that just got squeaked in.
That's the story of the league. Fortunately for the Penguins, right, Most of the attention will be on that. But we'll see what they can do tomorrow night, Game 4, PPG Paints Arena, the Islanders and Pens. See if they can stave off elimination. And, Jay, you're going to have to pull all your skills on telestration. We'll look for that and appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Larry. Let's hope we have a chance to talk again about this.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ and AT&T Sportsnet Penguins analyst Jay Caulfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.